You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A
yes,
podcast.
Yes, you are.
New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, not smorgasbord, as well as community of church planting and
what
multi-site
experts. What if people didn't listen
to
the last
thrive.
Time?
Well, then they have to listen to two episodes ago.
Zach, I'm going to put on some music while we're doing this.
Is this what you listen to when you're writing your sermons?
This is true. This is Show Baraka. This is from the narrative. And so maybe both. And so I like it. So,
there you go. There you go.
So that is what I listen to. So okay. I have to confess. So, but I do. I sometimes also do listen to, you know, at Moody Church, which is, you know, kind of a new experience for me, these traditional churches.
You guys worship with Show Baraka music and Lecrae.
We do not use Show Baraka and Lecrae, though they would be welcome at Moody Church. But we actually sang Holy, Holy, Holy on Sunday with a full choir and a full orchestra. And that's just a whole, man, I know you're Mr. Contemporary, cool, hipster. You love the smoke machine. Doesn't have a smoke machine, it's not worship. But I will tell you.
No, man. No. You know, I play the violin?
No, actually, that makes sense to me. So I can see that.
Why does that make sense?
I would rather not say. But here it is. Here it is. Here, listen. Can you hear it? Hold on. So let me hold the mic up here. This is Moody Church on Sunday.
There you go. From Show Baraka to...
Exactly.
You can't to do Maranatha.
That can't do that in your church plant, can you? If you break out your full, I call it the Moody Symphony Orchestra and the Tabernacle Choir.
Well, did you know the organ here at Lifeway, because we're about to move to our new location, the pipes, the organ, it was all donated to a school.
Oh.
Yeah, because we're not bringing it to the new building.
Well, we take it at Moody Church, but I would say, you know this. You know that the reality is that I've planted a whole lot of contemporary churches. And so, but it is fun and I'm really enjoying and just being blessed to being at Moody Church, which is, got this more traditional expression. So it's great fun. You were in the middle of our intro though. Finish up our intro. Let's do this.
Yes. I was about to intro a question from Mark Blackburn. And this is interesting because he actually emailed me the question because it was very long. And I was like, hey,
is that allowed?
Bro.
Is that because I don't know you're allowed to do that because it's got to be through SpeakPipe.
Totally. So I said, hey, I would love to, he wanted to give context. You know, the thing with this podcast is we'll get 45 seconds and we often have further questions. So he wanted to give me context. So it's a pretty long email, but I said, hey, leave a voicemail and we'll get to it as best as we can. So let me play the voicemail and then I'll add some context.
Awesome.
Hi, Daniel, Ed, and Todd. My name is Mark. I thoroughly enjoy the podcast. I am looking to parachute into Kansas City summer of 2018 to do a church plant and planning on doing preview services beginning the spring of 2019. My question is, do preview services need to be the same week every month or can it move around such as using holidays like Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day? I look forward to hearing your response. Thank you and have a great day.
All right, so this is a very, very much of a nuts and bolts type of question. And what he's looking spring of 2019, and this is what he was thinking about as a preview service launch schedule. All right, April 21st, Easter, May 12th, right, so 3 weeks later, Mother's Day, and then a little bit over a month after, June 16, Father's Day, and then a month later, July 14, August 11, September 8, and then an October 13 launch. So really, he's looking at a monthly preview service starting with Easter, but focusing in on the holiday weekends.
Huh. Well, first of all, I don't know that I'd do that, but I don't know that it's shockingly different. I mean, so, okay, a couple things. I do wonder if Mother's Day people will not show up because they'll go, particularly if there's some people you're connecting with, they might go back to their family's church. You know, new church plants.
Yeah.
Actually tend to have not a big day on Mother's Day. So it's...
Yeah, because typically Mother's Day is one of those large attendance Sundays, but you're right. It is...
At a church like Moody Church, Mother's Day is huge.
Exactly. Everyone's bringing their kids and
Yeah. It's not so much in a new church because new churches tend to reach younger families. And remember all those moms who are bringing their kids to church? They're not bringing them to the church plants. So they're bringing them to maybe the established church that they go to or something to that effect. But for me, it seems like a long process. I sort of I sort of would think that maybe it would start with having a gathering on Easter. And I think it'd be great to have a prayer gathering, things of that sort. I don't know. So I'm not, you've had a lot more time to prep for this than I have. What do you think? Because I tend to think, yeah, you can, but I don't know how it would help you much.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. And I think the whole idea of the Mother's Day, because on the one hand, it is a high attendance Sunday, but just the fact of it being a church plant, that could definitely be one of your lowest attendance ones. I think that's kind of, that's the nugget that Mark needs to walk away with right there. But on the other hand, when I look at this schedule and it's a 7-month preview, church preview service schedule, that I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. What I'd actually recommend is, hey, maybe you want to develop your launch team over 7 months. Maybe you want to have prayer gatherings and really, really gather your team around. And if you want to do an October 13 launch, maybe you start in April and not necessarily having public preview services, but gathering on a monthly basis with your launch team and connecting with them that way. And then, 4 weeks before your launch Sunday, October 13. So in September, after Labor Day, I would say that's when you should start your preview services and have it week after week. October 13 is your public service.
Start when with the preview? In September?
Well, he's aiming for October 13 launch.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, hey, why don't you just start after Labor Day for your preview services if you want that October 13 launch? So then you get about a month.
That. Wouldn't do that. What I would do is
would
I
agree you move with you. The launch day?
No, I agree with you on everything except starting previews in September. What I would do is I would gather everyone for Easter to begin to pray, et cetera, et cetera. I would then begin to, I wouldn't do a Mother's Day thing probably. I wouldn't do a Father's Day thing, but I would then start, probably in June, maybe not maybe by Father's Day. I would do a preview in June. I do a preview in July. I do a preview in August. Maybe I would do that. Maybe I do July, August, September, and then I launch in October. So I would think I would do monthly previews rather than weekly. But again, I don't think we're fundamentally that different. I just think that's too long. Previews 7 months out, man, that's too far. I don't know. Maybe it depends on what he's doing. Maybe it's giving people a taste of what it's going to be, that kind of stuff.
Another thing to consider is momentum, right? So 7 months is a long runway. And one of the things that you want to do, even in your monthly prayer meetings or connections, you just want that forward momentum you want it to be building month after month, whether you do the large prayer gatherings with your launch team, or even if you do smaller groups whatever you do to get ready to prepare your launch team, you really want to see that momentum building. And with a 7-month run, especially if you start with a preview service. So for example, let's back this up a little bit. If you start with a preview service on April 21st, Easter, and your launch is October 13, you're likely going to have to start 3 to 4 months before that to even have to gather the people, your worship team, your volunteers, your location, your everything that needs to happen, even just for a preview service to be pulled off. Right. I mean, you got to start way before that to get that, to prepare your team for that. So then if all of that momentum is being built and then you launch April 21st for a preview service, but then don't have anything until the next month, well, what are people going to do for their families? What are people going to do for church? What are people going to do? And it's just that really long runway, because it's not really a 7-month runway. You have to start way before that as well.
Yeah. And I think so too. And I think Easter is he might have a great crowd on Easter. And then lose that kind of following there. So I think what you're hearing from us is caution. We like the idea of some gatherings, but I wouldn't start announcing previews till about 3 months beforehand. I think less for Daniel. You're thinking a month, but I think 3 months beforehand and start moving forward accordingly. That would be, I think, our advice.
Yeah. Another thing that I absolutely love it, Ed, when you share this, and you shared it on our blog, in the course that we've done, Essential Church Planting, on the podcast as well, where you would actually start the week before, you would start on Palm Sunday, right? Rather than Easter Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. Because I like to do it where we do, Easter Sunday. If you do a launch on Easter Sunday, nobody may know what actually, nobody may come back the next week. And so everyone's like, well, why didn't we know that there's an ongoing church? And so you might lose some people. So I like the idea of doing a big launch on Palm Sunday. then bringing everyone back on Easter, and then you get some kind of continuity of attendance.
I love that. Love that. So, Mark, I would encourage you to check out Essential Church Planting on newchurches.com, because that's going to actually help you with your launch process. Not only that course, but our Developing a Core Team course as well really gives you a 12-week curriculum to build and to develop your core team so that you're ready for launch. And thanks again for listening in. Be sure to catch us next time.